Evening Twitter, it's Deborah Campari. As voted for by you, I shall now audio boo from Kingsley Amos's Lucky Jim. On Mrs. Welsh's face appeared an expression of imminent vomiting. Dixon inclined his head indulgently to her. He remembered something in a book about success making people humble, tolerant and kind. The incident was almost closed when he saw that not only were the Welsh and Bertrand both present, but Welsh's fishing hat and Bertrand's beret were there too. The beret, however, was on Welsh's head, the fishing hat on Bertrand's. In these guises, and standing rigid with popping eyes, as both were, they had a look of being guide and Lysistrachi, represented in waxwork form by a prentice hand. Dixon drew in breath to denounce them both, then blew it out, all out again, in a howl of laughter. His steps faltered, his body sagged, as if he'd been knifed. With Christine tugging at his arm, he halted in the middle of the group, slowly doubling up like a man with a stitch, his spectacles misting over with the exertion of it. His mouth stuck ajar in a rictus of agony. The Welches withdrew and began getting into their car. Moaning, Dixon allowed Christine to lead him away, up the street. The whinnying and clanging of Welch's self-starter began behind them, growing fainter and fainter as they walked on until it was altogether overlaid by the other noises of the town and by their own voices. My friends, was the final page of Kingsley Amos's Lucky Jim, as voted for by Twitter this evening. Good night.